Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let me give you a little word here. John chapter 15, one of the best chapters in all of Scripture is John chapter 15. I love John 15. And the New Living Translation reads this way. I am the true grapevine. My Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit, and he prunes the branches that do bear fruit so they will produce even more. You have already been pruned. You have already been pruned and purified by the messages that I have given to you. New Living Translation, verse number 4 says, remain in me, and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine, and you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. There's no way you're going to be a fruit unless you remain in Christ. Now, you heard me say that when we talk about fruit, it can be taken several ways. Mostly, when people think of fruit, we think about what? When you think about fruit, what do you mostly think about? When you think of fruit, what comes to your mind first thing? Huh? Souls. When most of us think about fruit, we think about souls. Am I right? When most of us think about fruit, we think about souls. And that's one way to think about it. You think about me reproducing myself by winning somebody to Christ. That's being fruitful. Yes, that is true. But the Bible also talks about the fruit of the Spirit. Hello, everybody. So, yeah, producing souls, winning souls. But then the Bible also talks about the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love. What else? Joy. All right? Go to Galatians. You know where it is, Galatians chapter 5. Go. Let's go. Let's go there. Huh? All right? Let's go to Galatians. Let's go to Galatians, everybody. Let's go to Galatians 5. You got your Bible? Anybody there yet? Yeah, and nobody's quick enough to get there already? Who's there? All right, read it for us, please. Verse 22. Uh-huh. So what's the order? What's the order? The first, the order of fruitage is what? Love. Then what's the next thing that love produces?
Joy.
So notice it says fruit, singular, not fruits, plural. All right? Which would suggest that the fruit of the Spirit is love and everything else is a byproduct. Everything else is produced by love. Come on, somebody. So fruit of the Spirit is love. So Jesus says, if you abide in me, you're going to produce fruit. What fruit, Jesus? Yeah, souls, but you're going to be filled with love. Why is that important in the church? Why is that important in the church? That we keep that balance in mind. Why would you say that that's important to know? Yes. Anybody? Don't scratch your head. Why would you say that that's important to know? That the fruit of reproducing a soul, of winning somebody to Christ, that fruit is important, but the fruit really is love. The fruit of the Spirit is love. Why is it important to focus on love? Love is the characteristic of, these are the characteristics of Christ. Why? Why else? Anybody? Think about this for a minute. Why should you win a soul in the first place? Because you love people. The whole idea is everything we do as believers ought to be motivated by love. So, really, if I'm not winning somebody to Christ because of love, what am I doing it for? Guilt? Because somebody's beating me over my head? because I feel bad. The whole idea, ladies and gentlemen, is that for the believer, love has to be the fruit that motivates everything else. Come on now. Now, the text says the fruit of the Spirit is love. The next thing that love produces is what?
Joy.
Come on now. So why are so many people sad in the church? Why are so many people sad and depressed and down and just, you know, just look like, oh, love. Oh, my goodness. The world is down. I'm carrying the weight of the world on my shoulder. The first thing that love produces when the Spirit of God is in you, the first thing that love produces is what?
Joy.
The next thing is what?
Peace.
Come on now. So don't tell me you love me if you ain't got no joy. And don't tell me you love me if we always quarreling. There's always contention. You talk about love all you want to talk about love, but love produces joy. So when you love somebody and you're around them, they ought to be a little joy. Can I get a witness? Anybody ever been in love? Oh, it's been that long since you've been in love? Come on, when you're in love, isn't there some joy? Come on now. You know, like the old folks say, we say love is a feeling that you feel when you feel a feeling that you never felt before. That's what love is. It gives you that joy. You can't wait to get around the person. You can't wait to hear their voice. You remember? Anybody remember? Anybody in love now? You know? I'm still in love. I'm married 30 years. 30 years. And I love to hear my wife's voice. She's like, honey. Honey, it just has a ring to it. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Just that little ring to it, like a little, you know. but it gives me joy to hear her voice. It does. It gives me joy. There's joy when we hang out. Now, so if you're with somebody and there's no joy, I'm telling you right now, if you're with somebody and you're supposed to be in love with and there's no joy, you're with the wrong person. Leave. If you're not married, if you're married, you're stuck. You got to figure it out. Can I get a witness, somebody? You got to find a way to get some joy. I'm not going to tell you to divorce, but you got to find a way to get some joy. And if you're dating somebody and you don't have any joy, you need to quit dating them before you get in that misery. Before you say I do and get locked in for life. Life sentence. All right, so joy and peace, ladies and gentlemen, Lord, don't give me all this quarreling and argument and contention and confusion. Come on now. So when you are abiding in Christ, let's connect it back with our text. When you are abiding in Christ, when you are hooked into the vine, ladies and gentlemen, the byproduct is love, joy, and peace. And what else?
Patience.
Come on, somebody, come on. Long-suffering or patient. Long-suffering, I like that word, long-suffering. I'm suffering. What are you? Long-suffering. You got to stretch that. What are you? Long-suffering. I'm so long-suffering with you. Oh, Lord, you drive me out of my mind. I'm long-suffering. Patient. What else? What's the other byproduct?
Kindness.
So I'm suffering long and I'm kind. When you read 1 Corinthians 13, the Bible says love suffers long and is kind. Mm-hmm. It's amazing that long suffering and kindness are associated in these two verses. Because the idea is after you've suffered long, the tendency is not to be kind. Mm. I've suffered long. I've had enough of you. I done suffered long now. I'm going to let you have it. I'm going to pull out both barrels. I'm firing everything in my clip verbally. I'm putting you down onto my feet. I'm calling you the devil, the child of the devil, Beelzebub, and everything else in between. You demon cross-eyed. I'm calling you everything that I can. Anybody know what I'm talking about? But charity suffers long, and after you've suffered long, is still kind. Lord, how many people need that? Is there anybody that need that? Lord knows that after I suffer long, well, first of all, y'all got to pray my strength in the Lord. Patience is not my strength. I want it done yesterday. Is there anybody who needs that prayer? So what God does to teach me patience, he puts an old lady in front of me to drive 20 miles an hour in a 30-mile zone. Is there anybody who knows what I'm talking about? You're losing your mind. You got to go somewhere. She's doing 20 in a 30, and you behind there going, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Seriously? Seriously? And you know if you go around her, when it's too solid line, there's always going to be a cop up the road waiting for you. So you just got to take your, just bite down on your mouth and just drive until you get to where you got to go. This happened to me yesterday. I'm not talking about something that happened last week. I'm talking about yesterday. And I was thinking to myself, is there a way I can cut through a street and cut around? I know I'll beat them to that spot. Is there anybody who knows what I'm talking about? Is that just me or does that happen to anybody else? I'll admit, love suffers long and is still kind. Ain't no honking on the horn. Come on now. Ain't no cussing out the children, cussing out your spouse, the co-worker. Love is patient, and then after love is patient, love is still kind. I want that. How about you? Do you want that? Stand on your feet with me right now as we ask God to give us that. Jesus, we thank you that everything that spells success in the spiritual journey is connected to you. And based on our connection with you. You are the vine and we are the branches, the tentacles that grow out from you. May we understand, God, that there's no growing out except we remain connected to. There's no fruit in character development unless and until we are connected to you. There's no genuine fruit in terms of soul winning unless and until we are connected to you. And the whole idea of soul winning must be motivated by the love that we have for you and the fact that we are connected to you. Have your way, Heavenly Father. Teach us what it means every day to walk in the presence of the Lord, to walk in your presence day by day, moment by moment. I take us safely from this place, but keep us, God, always in your presence. In Jesus' name we pray. Let everybody say amen. And amen. Amen. God bless you. I'm going to ask our brother Hutchison if he will stand at the door. And as you go, lift an offering that will go towards our benevolent fund. Our benevolent fund offering to help folks who are suffering from loss, housing loss, or need resources to help them on their Christian journey. God bless you. See you on Sabbath.